Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Morning.
Morning.
Warning. This is Nissan Maru number 3.
What's that?
That is from Whale Wars.
What?
In the Antarctic Ocean. Shang. You never saw Whale Wars?
Whale Wars? No.
Whale Wars was amazing. Documenting the crusade of the sea shepherd to protect whales from the Japanese whaling fleet.
Oh.
They say they're there for scientific research. Oh, it's amazing.
Okay.
Amazing.
That sounds quite good.
What was fantastic was, I have to be careful here. I think it was early days for the Whale Warriors.
Okay.
And obviously it's crewed by a volunteer staff who just care about the animals so much.
Yes.
Not necessarily all that apt when it comes to handling a dirigible.
Okay.
An inflatable rubber dinghy. And in fact...
That is dirigible.
They did not dirige the dirigible at all well. And
an incorrigible use of a dirigible.
And ended up, sort of pitching into the freezing sea where you have really moments to live.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that ups the jeopardy a bit, definitely.
Oh, very much. And... what I will say is actually Series 3 is even more exciting.
Okay.
I got to say, the Japanese fleet are absolute rotters. I mean, real rotters, man.
Yeah.
Well,
is this happening now? Or is
this is happening now. I mean, I think the series was probably about 10 years ago. Neil says, I remember Dolphin Wars presented by Craig Charles in a leather jacket. Bring on the dolphins! Fight! Yes, yeah, it was pretty awful, wasn't it? There was,
Wow. So were they...
Here comes the krill a lot.
Were the environmentalists from a well-known... There was a ping there.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
A well-known environmentalist group, or was it just
a sea shepherd?
Sea shepherd.
Yes. Sea so shepherd. They were. Sorry.
I don't know sea shepherd.
Sea shepherd is an organisation committed to protecting predominantly whales.
They obviously
don't give a tinker's cuss about krill and plankton, do they? And because if they did,
yeah. But they're not as intelligent, and there's loads of them.
Wow. Have you ever talked to one? You see, you say that, but you're just buying all the propaganda from the whale lobby. Oh, krill is stupid. Krill is time. Don't worry about krill.
Did you see about the guy? I mean, I didn't see. I just saw the headline about the guy who
got eaten by a whale.
Yeah.
And he lived in there for 40... It was Jonah, wasn't it? His name was... Anyway, one of the boats the Sea Shepherd's on is called the Steve Irwin.
Nice.
Ill-fated.
Yes.
This guy is a bit... Yeah. Whoa! Ow!
Whoa, there! Are you all right there? You're right.
Whoa! Has enough time elapsed for that? I think so. And he did sort of bring it on himself. You know, I mean, I hate to say it, but if something happened to Ant Middleton,
he would have
brought it on himself, wouldn't he?
But he died doing the thing he loved. It's all fine.
Absolutely, he did.
And now his son does the same stuff. You know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, his son does stuff now. With 40-foot crocodiles.
40-foot crocodiles with Steve Irwin's son. Hi, guys. I'm Steve Irwin's son.
Okay. Oh, we used to do some of his programs.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, I wanted to talk to you very briefly before we start the podcast proper.
Yeah.
And I don't know what to do with all of this preamble. And good morning to Julie, Neil and Hannah, who are watching live. Have I lost my mind? Is this about me and where I am in my life? Or was I wrong the whole time? And is Bargain Hunt a really great show?
Are you talking about like Bargain Hunt now?
Yes.
Or are you talking about like...
I'm talking about
original?
Bargain Hunt now.
Okay. That might be more to do with where you are in your life.
Are you saying it's not as good as it was?
Well, I mean, the thing is that the first two series, the music was amazing in the first two series. It was just like,
oh, really?
You know, that lifted it to another level.
What kind of music were they playing?
It was my music in the first two series. Do you not remember that?
Oh, God. Right, of course.
That was my, like, my big...
That was your big, that was your big bonanza, yeah.
Yeah, that was my hello. Yes, and obviously that was with David.
David Dickinson.
Yeah.
See, that was what I couldn't really take.
No, I know. I know. Do you know what you mean? Don't watch Dickinson's Real Deal?
It's just a nicotine, sentient nicotine, isn't it?
Here we go.
Oh, wow. I mean, it's quite something. It is quite something working on programs with him in.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, it's just. This is still being broadcast. So
yes, it is. Yes, it is. Neil says it's no Antiques Road Trip. No, I agree, but there aren't enough of those. I've torn through all of those.
You're a big fan of those, aren't you?
It's just right. I feel like is it about the show? Is it about me?
Yes.
Or is it about the communal cultural climate that we're in right now?
But it's not. You're not interested in the antiques, are you?
No.
No. So it's very.
But
much...
it feels right because, you know, when someone wins £8, everyone is deliriously excited, and that but that feels right. You know,
right.
We're living in a country where there's what is it like a million children living below the poverty line.
Right.
I think it's 4 million. 4 million children under the poverty line. £8, that's a good win. That's fine.
Yeah.
When you've got Homes Under the Hammer, which I watched this week, which had two lads, you know, probably about 30, buying a plot of land for $300,000, going to build four houses on it,
Yeah.
It's like, I don't want to see that.
No.
I don't want to see that.
No.
That's quite an uncomfortable watch, to be honest with you.
Okay, yeah.
Do you see what I mean?
Well, in that way, then I can understand your feelings about Bargain Hunt.
You're like, if you're talking about compared to Homes Under the Hammer.
Yeah, exactly.
Neil observes. David Dickinson is actually...
High art.
Yeah, Dickinson is actually playing Nick O'Teen in the next Superman movie. I'd love that.
In the live action version of the...
That'll get you Superman.
Hannah says, has Jake had a haircut? Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
Yes, also, you have.
I've trimmed my stubble.
Look at that.
Pounds lighter.
Yeah, you look suddenly like 20 years younger.
Yeah, thank you. Imagine how young you'd look, David. Anyway, let's start the podcast because I'm off on that one. Here we are. Well, hello there. Welcome to the podcast, which
hello.
I'm assuming I've lopped off all of the insane preamble at the beginning. You never know with me. It could always go one way or the other. Well, no, it just goes one way, doesn't it? It's Friday, and that means just one thing. Cousin Davey's here. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, it's good to have you here. You can.
It's good, isn't it? Because basically you have your interesting journalistic analysis on Monday, which is, you know, that's very clever.
It's classy. That. Well, I leave all of that to Mick. He just does all of that. He does all the work.
Yeah.
And I just sort of sit there and go, I've heard of him. Yeah.
That's what you're supposed to do, I think, as a podcast maker. I think that's the way it goes.
Yeah, you're right. And then on Wednesday, Biting Satire with John Holmes.
You have cancel culture.
Yeah. And he does all the work. And I go, yeah. And then on Pattern Emerging Friday.
Yeah. Yeah.
You come and you've done all the work.
And we just have fun, though.
You've done all the work.
Yeah.
And I just go, oh, yeah. So.
But that's okay. I think that is how you're supposed to make a podcast. You think you've been going about it wrong and you've been working too hard.
I've basically outsourced all the effort.
Yeah. That's what you're supposed to do. I think that's how you do it.
It's the Wogan model. Hannah says, have you pressed record, Jake? Yes. I think so. I don't know. I think so.
Yeah, it says recording.
Sure.
So you were talking before we started, we talked about David Byrne I thought of a song.
Yeah.
And then it was David Byrne. Mm-hmm. And I was going to say...
And then I sang Sexual Healing at you.
Yes, you did. You did.
Yeah, but sorry, I'm digressing. I see
you always do that.
Wake up,
So I was going to recommend, I saw David Byrne's American Utopia. Have you seen that?
No, but I'd like to. I'm fascinated by him. Well, I remember at the time judging him really harshly. And now, of course, as an older person and you know, erstwhile performer, I'm like, oh, I love you. He went on Top of the Pops. With a song. I think it was his "I'm Wicked and I'm Lazy." That one.
Oh yeah.
He went on and just couldn't remember the words, and he was supposed to be lip syncing, and he was just kind of like. And at the time, I was like, "Oh my god, who is this guy?" And now, of course, I'm like, "Oh, I love you. You just want to make stuff. You don't want to be doing all of the prattling about on stage."
No, exactly, but. American Utopia, the show, which is basically become a Broadway show.
Oh wow!
Even though it's basically a gig, but it's so amazingly staged and choreographed, and it's beautifully filmed, and the musicians are just insanely good.
Oh,
and they're all walking around on stage, and they've all got the instruments on stage, like they're carrying everything. So there's like the guy with the keyboard on a
strap.
Huh?
What does the drummer do?
There's like three drummers that make up a whole drum kit, and they've got the bass drum and one's got the snare.
Yeah.
And it's so good.
And do they do their thing with the drumsticks and all of that?
No, they don't. But the thing is, they're moving around, and the sound is so good. Yeah. There's a bit in it where he says, a lot of critics reviewed the show and said, is there any way that sound can't be coming from the musicians on the stage? Because it's like too clean and it's too good.
Yeah.
It must be backing. And you listen to it and you think, I can see why they thought that.
Yeah.
Because it really does. It's so clean.
Yeah.
It's not. It's just really, really well produced and recorded and mic'd and everything.
Wow.
And it's like, it's really good. And then I read about David Byrne, something on the internet the other day that said that Psycho Killer,
I know the Flying Pickets version, the good one.
That was the first song he wrote. That's the first song that David Byrne wrote. It's not like he's like, what? You come out the gate with that. That's pretty impressive, right?
What's the first song you wrote?
Just
trying to think.
I remember writing stuff for GCSE music.
Yeah.
I wrote a song called Strawberries, which was basically me trying to do a version of a cross between the Bonzo Dog Band and Louis Jordan.
That sounds amazing.
No, it was really bad.
I really
bad. It's really embarrassing. I would not play that.
Okay. I remember me and my friend Gareth, we formed a duo called Hot Fingers. I'm sure you remember this.
I do remember that.
Yeah, we were a jazz fusion duo. We were like 14, 15. And we did write some songs. We wrote Down in the Spooky Forest. That was a good one. We wrote,
that
she
sounds
said,
like something that you'd have in a, learn the piano.
She said, and then probably in brackets, na, 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 na. I need you. They were very bad.
I mean, songs with brackets are always good.
Yeah. We thought we were very good. We spent a lot of time designing the inlay sleeve for the cassettes.
Yeah. That's good. Any song with brackets in the title. Actually, if people could tweet in with like good
parenthesized
songs.
Yeah.
The one that leaps to mind for me is, God, I need to get this right now, is Sam Fox's hit,
Touch
Hurt
Me.
No, is it called that? Hang on a second.
Hurt Me? Steady.
I think it is.
I think you've betrayed a lot, David. That's what I think. I think it's called Touch Me.
No. There was one called Touch Me as well.
Hurt Me. Oh, is she like a bop it? Twist Me. Bop Me.
No, she did a lot with brackets. Touch Me, brackets, I Want Your Body.
Yes.
But I'm pretty sure, and this is, I really do need to check this because...
yeah, you are on your metal right now.
singles, here we go. Touch Me, I Want Your Body.
Just go to your
Do
stars.
Do ya, brackets, Wanna Please Me.
All right.
I Surrender, brackets, To the Spirit of the Night. I Promise You, brackets, Get Ready. Oh man, she just loved
all about the brackets.
Naughty Girls, brackets, Need Love Too.
Oh God.
But the best one, and the one that I needed to get right, and now I have got it right, it starts with brackets. Brackets, Hurt Me, Hurt Me. And then, But the Pants Stay On.
We might need to hear that at some point.
I think you should. I remember that coming out, and I remember her talking about it and going, because it's about Hurt Me with the bass, you know, because if the bass is really loud, you know, you can hurt me with it.
Yeah, you can get nausea and everything.
Yeah, but the pants stay on. I think that's self-explanatory. They didn't need
it. Yeah. Neil says, touch me brackets. I'm not sure they're holding the shelving up properly.
Wow.
Wow.
I mean, that's good, right?
I loved every second of that. Anyway.
So listen. Listen.
Stop.
Right?
Look. Listen. Think. Clunk.
Take a minute.
And click.
Listen, what we're going to do today, yeah. I'm not going to give you a clue because I'm finding it very difficult to fit in Steph's quest because generally when I do a search for things,
right.
I end up getting carried away. And
yes.
It's like, there's not room for that. And we've still got her answers to do. So I thought we would do a special Steph's quests. And we can hear, I've got some examples of things that we can hear. It was different versions of things.
Okay, that's a relief.
But I did it.
It's time for Steph's quest. It's time for the quest of Steph. Won't you be our guest? All at the behest of Steph.
Hang on a minute.
It's time for Steph's quest. It's time for the quest. It's time for Steph's quest. It's time for Steph's quest.
I'm just gonna. Sorry.
Steph's quest. It's time for Steph's quest.
This is the one.
It's time for Steph's quest. It's time for the quest of Steph. Won't you be our guest? All at the behest of Steph. And who knows if we'll find stuff we like or we find that we wish that we had gone. Deaf, but it's time for the quest of Steph's quest.
That's amazing.
Yes, exactly. I was going to say, so I did a jingle.
Did you?
Yeah.
How's it go?
It's time for Steph's quest. It's time for the quest of Steph. Won't you be our
guest? That does deserve more than one play.
All at the behest of Steph. And who knows if we'll find stuff we like or we find that we wish that we had gone deaf. But it's time for the quest of Steph. Steph's quest.
Is that an arrangement of something or is that an original tune?
No, that's original.
It's fantastic.
Do you know, and
I
did it ages ago, and I didn't include it because it was at around the same time that someone talked about I'm an Aardvark. And when I did that, I thought, oh, look, I've done exactly the same song.
I love that weight and the sustained on the seventh.
Yes.
Well, I love that.
I thought you'd like that.
It's like, wait. I love that. It was really great. That's a just fabulous piece of music. I have that telexed to me.
Okay. So we've got a lot of her answers to get through, and then okay. I thought we've still got some more questions, and we'll save that for the bonus.
Yes.
Podcast. We can answer some questions.
Okay.
But I've got audio to play as well. So
cool.
It's not just all talking.
Nice.
So listen, she's given me, and we'll get through most of her answers today, but there's quite a lot. But
yeah.
She says, and also I start this by saying, Steph, that we really appreciate this. And if at any point it feels like we're teasing you today, then we are. No, I'm
just
sorry.
Just take it. Yeah. No, of course. No, I mean, obviously.
Yeah, if we're trying to get
everything
cheap laughs
done in the spirit of
out of
yeah,
some
I
of
mean,
her,
so, oh, that's my job. That's the absolute underlying premise of the podcast. Cheap laughs at the expense of those without a voice. The happiest in the week. Although Steph has a very good singing voice, you should go and check her stuff out.
She does. Yeah. No. She's very musical. So listen. So yeah, she says.
Listen. Go on.
Listen. She says, sorry, I took so long with this. Here are more of my answers. None of which are birdie, thank you, she says. The thing is, if she'd said, yeah. It's Jasmine, Lucilla, Elizabeth, Jennifer van den Bogaerd, then I would have known who she meant.
Of course, the inventor of the television.
I'm good friends with Jasmine, Lucilla, Elizabeth. Mm. So the next question that she answered is this one.
She's trying to check into a hotel. I'm just going to put down birdie. Is that okay?
Music, what is the music song I used to think was great but now can't stand?
Yeah.
She says, Hero by this man, Enrique Iglesias.
Lovely. Sporting a bra.
Yeah. She says, I didn't listen to it nonstop back in the day, but I remember going through a massive phase of loving it. I resent it now. So in terms of Enrique, okay, so I've got a little example. So Enrique facts. I've got some facts about things, okay?
Okay.
I don't know what you feel about Enrique. He found out in later life that he was born with a rare congenital condition known as situs inversus, which is where some of the body's major organs, such as the heart, are situated on the opposite side of the body from normal.
Oh,
so, you know, and it doesn't really matter what you think about him, but, you know, his heart's definitely not in the right place. So,
well, his heart's in the...
Yeah, no, it isn't, no.
That's hilarious.
So I've got a great recording. I mean, the thing is about a lot of these artists, obviously, they're generally mic'd up, but sometimes they're mic'd up even when they don't need to be. And you may have heard this before.
Oh, is this the fabulous isolation of his microphone?
It's great. It's like, it's, you know, the sing as if no one's listening.
Yeah.
That's
would
what
that were true. Yeah. But he's loving every second. If this is the one I'm thinking of.
This is SQ1.
It's not good, but my God, he's giving it everything and he's loving it.
I almost appreciate him more hearing this.
Yeah. To him, it's glorious. Brace yourselves. I love this.
All I need. Your heart will be mine. All I need is to look in your eyes. Will be by la musica. Get out this feeling forever. Gonna live this moment together. Nothing else matters, just you and the night. But I'll go with some desire. Not the rhythm staking you out. You know, to stop us from having. You are my soul.
Oh, God. There's more of it than that.
Yeah, there is. Yeah.
If you search, as I just did, because I knew you'd find it.
But
I think if you search for Enrique Iglesias microphone isolated.
Yeah.
I think you'll find it.
It's good.
God, I love that.
It's good. I mean, I feel like if it was, oh, hello, I can hear myself for some reason.
No, you can't.
I'm hearing a delay.
No, you're not. that means I need to reconfigure everything.
Oh, no.
That's all right. I can do that.
I can try and talk, but it's really off-putting.
It's fine. I do this.
Yes.
I do this.
Yes.
I do this. Yes. Hello. Hang on. I do. Keep talking, David.
Okay, I'm talking.
Could you just tell me what you have for breakfast, please? Yeah.
I've only had coffee.
Pheasant.
Mm-hmm. Mm, that's better.
Yeah.
That's done it.
That's done it.
That's done it.
Now you've done it.
Yeah, there we go. I was going to say, I'd prefer it, actually, if he sang like that on all of his records. I would
go and see him live for that.
I would, yeah.
100,000%.
So there you go. So is it all right now? Is it all technically working?
Sure, David. Sure. Surely. Yes.
So there's Enrique. So then the next question that she's answered.
Yes.
Is what is the music song artist I used to hate, but now is bearable or enjoyable?
Mm.
And she says, this is so random, but Andrea Bocelli.
Wow.
She says, I just remember my mother playing his albums constantly when I was younger, and it would drive me mad. I guess as the years have passed and I've matured, I've come to appreciate his work. It's become bearable. It still wouldn't be my go-to, though. Wow. So, there he is, look.
There he is. So famous for his... Oh, my God, David. No, that's awful. He's blind, right?
No, he is. I know. I'm
so
sorry.
So who told him that that violin was a flute?
I didn't do that.
What mean person did that?
I know. I know. Yeah, I...
He's blowing in the neck of a violin and holding it like it's a flute. Why is he doing that?
He's had a terrible life, actually. I feel absolutely awful for picking up on somebody else's terrible picture. But
terrible.
So he lost his sight at 12. And so basically he was had pretty bad sight when he was born. And then at 12, in a football game, he was hit in the eye playing as a goalkeeper and suffered a brain hemorrhage.
Oh, my God.
And doctors resorted to leeches in an effort to restore his sight.
Was this in 1850? What?
I know. That's pretty intense, right?
This guy bleeding out of his eye socket. Yeah, leeches. That's the...
Wow.
Oh, my God.
That's incredible, right? So, no, I do have a lot of sympathy for him. But I've got a recording now... which is beautiful of him.
Mm.
It's actually him and Sarah of the
Sarah
Bright
Lloyd
Man.
Webber. Yeah, Sarah. Yes. Sarah.
And a guest singer as well. This is beautiful. I just found this. So let's have a listen to Andrea and Sarah and guest.
Okay.
Yeah.
When's the guest coming on? What the hell, man? Is this Whale Wars? Bocelli.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's a fan, obviously joining in there.
Yeah. Fan of Brighton. not a fan of Bocelli's kind of.
Yeah.
Botch blocking.
Wow. So yes, I can understand that. So now, The next question.
Yeah, I miss Zucchero and Paul Young. That's really, you know, you want to talk about popular music,
yeah, operatic Zucchero.
Hybridization. That was the one for me. Zucchero.
Yeah.
Senzona Donna.
He was quite sort of, he was very stubbly, wasn't he, as well?
Listen, if you're Italian, yeah, overweight and you have a beard, like, yeah, you're an opera singer. Like, you can, yeah, just walk into the Albert Hall. Like, you just fill it. Because you got to be good. You know, if you've got all of that going on, you got to be good.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Some mechanic, you know, in Sicily, someone just comes over.
Yeah, yeah.
Hi, my name is Elaborato Nemo.
Zucchero. Yes. So the next question was, what song gets me pumped / exercise vibes?
Yeah.
She says, there are so many choices. She says that.
Timber by Pitbull. It's very straightforward.
Yeah. Here's a few random bangers. Girls Just Want to Have Fun by Cyndi Lauper.
Okay.
Sax by Fleur East. Hello by Martin Solveig and Dragonette.
Okay.
Love on Top by Beyonce. Proud Mary by Tina Turner. Now, those are all obviously bangers, but I've chosen to go with Girls
Timber
Just Want to Have Fun.
Okay.
And Cyndi Fax, she had a fun life. No, she didn't. She had a terrible life. She left home at 17 to escape her abusive stepfather.
Oh, man.
And she then journeyed to Canada, where she spent 2 weeks in the woods with her dog Sparkle.
Oh, my God.
Trying to find herself.
Oh, my God. So girls don't necessarily just want to have fun, but just...
Not just, no.
Girls just want to be accorded basic human rights. Is that...
So I've got a recording. I've got a cover of Girls Just Want to Have Fun. And this is... this really captures the spirit of it. Let's have a listen to...
Okay. Okay, I love it. Is that a stylophone? I loved that. Who was that? That was amazing. Is that a one-man band?
That's a one-man band.
God, that was good.
I know. He's great, isn't he? He's called Anders Flanders.
Anders Flanders.
Anders Flanders.
It's Anders Flanders.
It's probably Anders, isn't it? Flanders with a Z.
Oh, man, he was good.
I know. He's great. Check him out. He's got several songs that he's done. I mean, he's got an impressive kit, obviously.
Oh yeah, but come on,
to be able to do, you know, your vocoding as you go.
Yeah,
he's got a little tiny keyboard, and he's got like, he's great. He's great.
Yeah, I mean, I can't walk and chew gum. You know, like that's amazing.
No, I know. I did a drumming course once, and drumming, like playing proper drums.
Yeah,
proper drum kit, and it's like most of the time, so you start with the exercises and it's this is fine. I can do this. Yeah. And then you get to the point where you're doing one thing with one rhythm with your foot and another rhythm with your two hands. And it's like, okay, yeah.
Have you thought about being in a David Byrne stage show?
Where you just have one drum.
Just do one drum.
Oh, that's the thing. And they did it really well.
See, I try, because I can't drum. I can, you know, if I'm drunk enough, I'll have a go. Yeah. God knows. But yeah, my mother has a drum kit. Go on.
Yes. No, but the thing is about the David Byrne musicians is that even the one just banging the one drum, they're all still having to move around doing choreography.
Impossible.
So it's still...
I'd have to sit cross-legged, like resting over the drum, like leaning over it, because I can't concentrate on staying upright and banging the... I had an idea. I thought, well, you know what I can do? What I can do, you know, such as the miracle of multi-track recording, I can record the bass drum bit, and I record the snare drum bit. And I can record the cymbal bit, you know, and then I can put it all together and I've got an acoustic drum, you know, track.
Yeah.
And
couldn't
even stay in synchronization with myself. That's how poor it was. It sounded weird. It sounded like a drunk drummer because it's like,
really
why can't
hard.
He stay? It's hopeless.
Yeah, it's really hard. That's the thing with drumming, isn't it? It's just like, if you are steady, that is the thing. That is the skill.
Yeah, I'm not steady. I remember Matt Everett. This is indiscreet of me. Matt Everett, the music news guy from Six Music. Remembering the first time. Very cool. Very cool guy. I remember him quite drunkenly kind of cornering me in a pub once at a sort of works do.
Oh, yeah.
Telling me that, you know. Yeah, but, you know, without the drummer, you know, you haven't got music. You haven't got the band, yeah? Because it's the heartbeat of the band, yeah? It's the heartbeat. I was like, yeah, because you never see, famously, you see all those wonderful unplugged sets where you'll have just the drummer from Blur.
Yeah.
just going through the, you know.
Yeah.
Who wants one guy singing with the guitar? Uh-uh. I want to hear just the drum beat, please, of What's the Story, Morning Glory.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Anyway, Steph has finally joined us on YouTube. Good morning. It's nice to
see
you. Which was fun. It's all about Steph's questions today.
Yes. So the next question.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Is... That's what music do I listen to? Sorry. Yeah. What music do I listen to when I'm feeling angry?
Oh, yeah.
Depends. If I'm angry and upset, I tend to revert to slower stuff with strong vocals. For example, Sia, maybe Adele.
Yeah.
See, that's, you know, that's that thing where anger turns to just like depression. Right?
That's just
crying. Not depression.
Yeah. It's helpless, impotent crying.
Yeah. 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 If I'm angry because someone's annoyed me,
yeah,
I'll listen to any song that basically says, F you. For example, IDGAF by Dua Lipa.
Yeah.
Or Sorry Not Sorry.
Going there.
Demi Lovato.
Going there.
Yeah.
I did like that. Do you remember that song ages ago? It's when I hate you so much right now.
Yes.
I hate you. I want to do a swing version of that.
I bet that wouldn't be done.
Okay.
So I'm going with Demi Lovato, right?
Yes.
So Demi Lovato.
Yeah.
One of those artists that has the four octave vocal range.
Oh, yeah. Can we not have a full Lovato?
Including, though, a whistle register. And I didn't know about the whistle register.
Yeah, that's...
I mean, the thing is, you know what it is when I say that, right?
It's like a controlled scream.
It's the dolphin.
Wow, how did you do that? I can't get that high. That's really impressive, Davey.
Register.
I'm not kidding,
man. Pitch. It's also called the flute register or the flageolet register, which I like. I'd rather it was called the flageolet register.
Yeah, but that's because you're a dirty dog.
Apparently, it's created using the back of the vocal folds.
Oh, yeah. I need to clear those out. I've been storing stuff there.
So I've got a cover of some Demi of Sorry Not Sorry. So this is like this is like when you're really angry.
Yeah.
Have a listen to this. This is really come on. This is yeah.
Nothing says rage like a clarinet. Love this.
Nothing says F you more than a clarinet.
Yeah. Oh. I've got your dad's clarinet.
Have you? What did you? How did you do that? Did you nick it?
Just lifted it, mate.
Oh man!
I don't know. I was like offered it.
He probably yeah. He would have given it.
Great. You know, because obviously I love it and I treasure it. It's on my wall.
Have you ever played it?
I have actually. I've got tracks with
have
it
you?
On. Yeah.
Is it like
and it
works?
Service. I don't know.
He used to have an awful
like
lot of
problems.
You should
have this, though. Like, it's your dad.
I know, but... Oh, mate, that brings back memories.
The squeaking,
particularly.
I think there's a couple of sort of springs have gone.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's your dad. But it's a thing
I love
a clarinet.
It's got
a lovely tone. It is yeah. nicer than my little plasticky thing. You know, you can't... You can't muck
your pretendernet.
My pretendernet.
Yeah. Well, that was Anna Arzate. Arzate, I think. Mm-hmm. But she's on YouTube as Clananet.
Clananet.
And she's lovely. She does clarinet versions of everything.
I think that's lovely.
And she says, thanks for stopping by and join Clananation.
It's getting a lot of traction online.
go on.
It's just, you know, there's that thing that, you know, YouTubers do a lot, which is, you know, join the Dizzy F gang or whatever. And it's like hashtag Dizzy F gang. Smash that like button if you're in
smash
the Dizzy
exactly.
F gang.
And the thing is, you keep saying on this at some point, you say you should like click on the bell at, like, so that you can say when there's something going live on you. You're not saying mash the bell. You have to say mash
but
the bell.
I quite like the idea of quite genteel, you know, hashtag your apprentices or whatever, your apostles. Hashtag your apostles, you know, and lightly depress the bell.
Yes. Just give the bell a little touch.
Just honestly, and the faintest whisper of a click.
Just
is all
just
you
with
need.
One finger.
If you would like, if you would like someone to discreetly clear their throat whenever I go live,
that would be great. Can you not have a specific sound that you can put on your alerts so it just goes?
It's
that would be great.
If you'd like to come through, if you'd like to come through. Neil said that clarinet piece was more like the beginning to Taxi with Danny DeVito. Yes, it was.
Oh.
And so much the better for that.
Oh, that's good too. Yeah, that is a good clarinet piece.
So good.
Okay, so the next song, next question.
Next question.
is what do I listen to get me in a sexy mood?
Oh, God.
Yeah, here we go. So she says there are so many songs by The Weeknd. I'm calling them The Weeknd. It's
Open this your guy. Vows. Well, I mean, that's just raw sex.
You can tell.
Yeah.
She says all of the lots of songs by The Weeknd. It's The Weeknd, but without the E. Weeknd.
Yeah.
She lists a couple of those, and then she also says Infinity by the XX, Adore You by Miley Cyrus, and Wicked Game, the James Vincent McMorrow version, apparently. Okay. But The Weeknd.
Well, now you know if you know Steph and you want to instantly sexually charge her. Now you know you've got the full the full playlist there.
Oh my god! Right. So Abel Maconan Tesfaye. I don't know.
None of this is making any. I have no.
He is The Weeknd.
I don't know how to do sex. This is what you have to know.
He's a Canadian singer, songwriter, and record producer.
Okay.
Very popular. You would know. So a little some Weeknd facts. Mm. Okay. He stated he began smoking
Bradley Wiggins
marijuana.
Every time you say that.
Weeknd.
Weeknd. Bradley Wiggins. Sex. Go on.
He began smoking marijuana at age 11.
Oh, God.
Later used ecstasy, oxycodone, Xanax, cocaine, psilocybin, and ketamine.
Okay.
And he's famous for the song "I Can't Feel My Face."
Are you serious?
Seems.
Are you actually serious?
Yes.
Wow. Yeah.
You know the song "I Can't Feel My Face."
All my teeth there. I watched last night. Fantastic. Kim found. This Is Your Life from 1956, I think.
Whoa.
In the States.
Who was presenting then?
Some American guy. It was an American version.
Okay.
They did Buster Keaton.
Wow.
And the whole show was amazing, an amazing thing to watch.
Yeah.
And really worth digging out. It's only half an hour. But it's got all the adverts in it, including adverts for Crest toothpaste. And you might not know this, Davey.
Yes.
But those soft spots on your teeth can turn into cavities.
Oh, please. I don't want to talk about my soft spots.
Soft spots on your teeth?
Hang on.
Soft spots. You know, soft spots in your teeth.
Yeah, the ones if you push too hard.
The spongy liquid bits. What are you talking about?
It'll just collapse in.
Yeah, you know the bits that are like brown caramel? They can turn into cavities. What are you talking about? Soft spots on your teeth.
Wow.
You know when your eyes go milky?
The chewy bits of your teeth.
When your eyes go milky, your brain might pop out. Use Opticon eye drops to stop the milky eyes and the brain popping out. What the hell?
I would buy Crest toothpaste if I thought I had any soft spots on my teeth.
Anyway, tell me more about Bradley Wiggins.
Weeknd. So he's just very popular.
Sure.
And
he does all the sexy, music very, gets the kids going.
He's a very sexy man, obviously. You can tell.
Yeah.
So I've got, in fact, the other answer is the sexiest song of all time. She says Wicked Games by The Weeknd.
Right. I'm just saying that it's sexy in a sort of Carry On Robin Asquith way, basing it on that photo.
Yeah.
It looks like he's about to say, cool! I can see your bloomers on the washing line! Yeah, that level.
So I've got a cover of a song by The Weeknd,
okay.
So we can hear how sexy he
Thank
is.
God. Okay, great. Here we go.
Oh yeah.
I know this tune. Aww. How sexy are you feeling, Davey? 1 to 10. Because I was at like maybe a 2. Now I'm at easily a 2.25. It's all going in the right direction, babe. Two and a half. Another 6 hours of this and I'll be ready. Steph, watching this on YouTube, says, I don't know if I'm prepared for this. I just woke up. And then having heard this is, okay, no, I'm good, I'm fine.
Come on, that is sexy.
It is sexy. All done. Back to your dad's clarinet.
So well, that was the cat sample version of the weekend.
Cat sampled?
Yeah, as in, like, that was a sample of cats.
Okay.
Wasn't that obvious, actually.
No.
But we've got we've still got a couple of songs.
Yes.
Before we finish. So
I don't know if I'll last.
Yeah, no, we will. We will. The next song is what is the guilty pleasure song?
Oh yeah.
She says Cotton Eye Joe by the Rednecks.
That shouldn't be a guilty pleasure. That's an absolute bop. I love that tune.
She says, it just always makes me think of dance mats in bowling alley arcades. What a banger. And and I've got a version of Cotton Eye Joe. And actually this
it's an old song, right?
Oh, is it not? No, the original version is very different. There is a sort of a folk songy version that's very different. But actually I've chosen a cover of the Rednecks version.
Brilliant.
But it's very short, and actually it relates to stuff that you've been saying online recently. So let's have a listen to
the dread when you say it's very short. So you're just like, don't worry, it's very short. I'm like, okay, this is not going to be.
If it hadn't been for Cotton Eye Joe, I'd been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe? Ha! Cheers, cockers.
Love Hacker the Dog. Love him. Is that it? Oh.
Yeah, no, I thought I've only got time for a small bit.
Absolutely love Hacker the Dog. This is on.
But you can check out the whole version that he's done.
Yeah, on CBBC. It's a beautiful puppeteering, and
it's very good. And it's a beautiful puppet, actually.
It's a fantastic puppet. Valiantly did a alternative commentary to the England match.
Yes, you said. Yeah,
with absolutely no interest in football whatsoever. but just like keeping your arm up for 90 minutes is excruciating.
Yeah.
And so there would be moments where he had an assistant who would hold up a piece of paper which literally just had handwritten on it, "Hacker's gone to the lavvy." And he you could see he's just trying to get blood back in the arm, like, poor guy, it's just a nightmare. But
wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is hard. I mean, it's a small puppet, but even so,
I'm putting it on the record now. I am fighting hard to do something with Hacker the Dog. I want to work with Hacker the Dog. I want to write for Hacker the Dog.
That would be good.
That's what I want. I want to write.
Is he going to do commentary for the next England game? I do want to watch
after
that,
the last one. I don't know. But he's on Instagram, and Phil Fletcher, who's the puppeteer, he's on there as well, and it's worth checking out. He's so prolific. He sends out stuff all the time.
Does he do something other stuff other than Hacker?
Yeah, he's got other characters. He's got there's a seal called Ron. Ron Seal. Yeah, and there's lots of other characters.
Nice,
but I want to be his Jerry Jewell and Joe Raposo. I want to write stuff for Hacker the Dog.
Yes.
That's all I want to do.
Yes,
I actually, I have a mutual friend, and I did pitch an idea this week.
Yeah,
but it's kind of been done, so I need to think of something else. But I swear to God,
it's not stopped anyone in the past.
I am going to work for that dog.
Yeah, yeah. It's good to have a goal. That's good.
Yeah.
So the last
stay positive,
question.
Yeah? Stay positive. We were all a bit worried last week, yeah? Stay positive, yeah? But you're okay, yeah? You're okay. You're okay, yeah?
Yeah, I'm just right, remember, you want to write for Hacker the Dog. It's good. Yeah. the last question we're gonna cover today is, what's the first instrument that you remember playing? She says the recorder in primary school.
Dad's clarinet.
And yeah, no, exactly. The recorder in primary school, it didn't take too long for me to lose interest in it. I mean, people do, and that's a crime. I do, however, own a recorder just because you never know.
You never know.
Absolutely. Everyone should always have a recorder. I also own a kalimba, which is very cute and sounds beautiful. I can't play it properly yet, but I'll learn one day.
The thing with the kalimbas is it's the tuning.
Yeah.
You know, you need to pull out your tines.
No, exactly. Mine's very melancholy.
It's fun.
That's
it's melancholy. Fun, but it's hard to actually make it fit into any kind of tune.
Well, that would be kind of that's not going to be pitching. That's not going to be a fun song.
No, that's sort of music to bleed out to, isn't it?
but recorder. I mean, I love the recorder, obviously.
Obviously.
Got the but so I've got.
You made my eyes go like that.
I've got. So I thought. Well, I wonder if I've got an example of some good recorder or some good kalimba. Do you know what? I found a track with recorder and kalimba.
Of course you did.
And this is a man that we've spoken about before. It's Jacob Collier. You know Jacob Collier? He's the one who did that thing. I remember someone sending it into you where he can spell out words whilst he's playing live because he's doing it like with the
oh,
with the
he's
cues.
Prodigiously talented,
he's
isn't he? He's
ridiculously
annoying.
Ridiculously.
I hate
him.
He's,
I knew you would, yeah. I mean,
you know I'm bitter and resentful to anyone.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, there are moments where it's like, okay, all right, Jacob. Okay, yes, you can do it. I'm talking about Jacob Collier here, not you.
It's okay, either's fine.
It's like, okay, so you can do 9 against 10 rhythms and, you know, and you can harmonize everything to like 20 different harmonies on top of everything. It's like, okay. Yeah. Okay, now that's good. But then just calm down.
To get to that, I mean, speaks volumes about his talent. Because if even you are like, all right, mate, is effectively what you were saying there, then
I mean,
wow.
I love it. I love his music. I've seen him live and he is great. But he's just like, sometimes he just needs to calm down.
All right, mate.
But this is a version of a Stevie Wonder song, Overjoyed. I think there was a thing to do versions of Overjoyed,
right,
online, and he did this one where it's his voice and the recorder and the kalimba, and it really is beautiful. I mean, you know, that's the thing with Jacob is that he'll do something and it's like, oh yeah, but that is really nice. So I just thought you just need to hear it. It's only like a minute long, I think, but it's
awesome.
It's lovely.
Okay.
So this is the last thing.
Here it is. I'm going to just drain out my resentment duct and press play.
Long time ago, where did you come from? Where did
come
you go?
On.
Where did you come from? Cotton Eye Joe. Ha! Cheers, cockers.
Come on, which really got you going? I mean, it was very pretty, Jacob Collier, but it's
yeah. If you could do a mashup of the two, then that would be perfect.
That would be superhuman. Yeah. I mean, amazing. Yes, very, 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 very good. Very good.
You're hiding your
not very well, obviously. Not very well. It's good. I mean, it's beautiful.
Yes, I know.
Does
I
he
know,
write original stuff? He does, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. Yeah,
I'd be more interested to hear his original stuff.
Yeah, you know, I mean, he is amazing. He does that thing live. There's a couple of examples online of like if someone sneezes in the audience or their phone goes off or something happens. He can then basically, like, someone's phone went off and he immediately played the jingle, played the ringtone on the piano was just like, okay, what?
Did you? I think there was an orchestra did that once with the famous Nokia ringtone. Someone's thing went da-da-da-da-da-da, and the violinist just picked it out, and then the whole orchestra, and they turned it into a kind of waltz. And it was amazing.
Yeah.
But
that's quite cool.
That's very cool. The thing, so I think, I'm going to say this, and of course it's bitterness and resentment, right?
Yes.
But I think sometimes, and it sort of applies to the world of art too, sometimes, you know, people who've had lots of training and have prodigious technical ability.
Yes.
What they do is incredibly slick, but it doesn't always have character in terms of, like, the guy, Lionel Bart would be a great example, you know, who literally would say, I've got a new tune, it goes 1-6-4, 1-6-4, you know what I mean? Like, one-fingered playing.
Yeah.
And everything that you, for which one should have contempt as a musician, but insanely hooky.
Yes.
You know, the Bran Flakes guy, they're tasty, very, very tasty. Harry the Piano worked with him. And the guy would come in to the office and go, right, I've got a thing. It's going to go, there, tasty, very, do that. And Harry the Piano would be, do you mean this? And he would then actually transcribe it into actual music. The guy couldn't play a note.
Right.
But so hooky.
Yeah. You
know, that it just lodged in people's brains.
Yeah.
And I feel like, I sometimes feel like, I feel like this about Ben Folds sometimes. I mean, there is a prodigious talent.
Yes.
Can I actually remember any of his tunes? Not really.
Yeah. Well, no, that's probably just because you don't listen to them.
No. But I've listened to them. I've listened to them. You bought me an album. I know. Like, I remember. And I really liked it. But it didn't sink in. Like, it wouldn't, you know?
Okay, that's interesting. Yeah, I know what you mean. I would say that Ben Folds, it depends on what you've heard. There's some Ben Folds that definitely sticks in my brain. But do you know what?
Maybe I'm reading a more sophisticated book about, brain.
I'm reading a book about the neuropsychology of music, basically.
Oh, wow.
Like why certain things stick in our head and why it's really quite intense, goes into all of the different neurons firing and brain scans whilst people are listening and everything. And it is interesting, but a lot of it is to do with that familiarity. It's like if you listened to certain kind of music as all of your connections were forming in your brain, which is, you know, for a good many years, then those certain things, if you hear that again, or it reminds you, whether it's harmonically or whether it's the melody reminds you, you then go, oh, yeah, I like this.
Right.
And a lot of it is just to do with recall. It's just to do with almost like nostalgia.
Which is why all those pop songs do that. Oh. Like genuinely, it's like a major third sort of thing. Yes. And it's literally because everybody is so familiar with that. It's like McDonald's. It's like the basic flavor notes. Like people will instantly connect to it because they've heard that from like lullaby time.
Yeah. Well, that's interval. Like what you were saying about the catchphrase that, you know, the advert
don't
phrase.
You just love being in control. Yeah.
Why it does something. Because it is. It's just that memory. It's that
familiarity.
Like,
interesting.
It's triggered something in my brain before.
Yeah, I must like this.
Yeah.
Fascinating. Well, let's hope we've triggered that. With the same old stuff. I'm kidding. Davey, thank you so much for this. I'm going to stop here because my child's about to go to school and I just want to say goodbye very quickly. Steph, thank you for all of that stuff. I'm going to end the podcast with your jingle again because, frankly, it's just the best thing I've heard today.
It's time for Steph's quiz. It's time for the quiz of Steph. Won't you be our guest? All at the behest of Steph. And who knows if we'll find stuff we like or we find that we wish that we had gone deaf. But it's time for the quiz of Steph. Steph's quiz.
God, I love that. Davey, thank you.
That's all right.
Patreons to your Statreons, we will have a bonus podcast for you directly.
Yes.
But in the meantime, Davey, at Davey Yap on Twitter, Davey Yap Kettle of Fish, Bristol on the YouTubes. Thank you again.
Tube me.
And have a good weekend, everybody. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.